Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Officially, so it's Monday, rocking and rolling. Here it is. It's officially on the way on the Good Day Show. How was your weekend? Was it good?
Better than it was for Green Bay fans.
That was probably one of the tougher things to watch.
And especially when you were rooting for Green Bay, that and you go, oh gosh, finally someone's shoving it to Seattle, and then wah wah.
Well, you know, and I don't mind Seattle, so I was like, you know, but I'm a light Green Bay light fan. But for that epic just choke
in the
to
last
happen,
few minutes,
in the last 3 minutes, and it all started with that onside kick, and then it just went downhill from there. And I could not believe when he that 35-yard pass in overtime. Mm. I was just like, I've never seen anything like this. And that's why they play the games, right?
They should have had two touchdowns at the beginning. They got all the way down to the goal, and they couldn't.
Something was off with them.
Well, I've got news for Seattle. I'm going to say that I would probably root for Seattle in the Super Bowl over New England. But I've got news for Seattle. If they play anything like they did yesterday.
Yeah, they weren't playing well.
They are going to get just pounded, just like the Colts did yesterday.
Without, you know what it is? It's that Pete Carroll has a Gaza that makes Seattle kind of interesting to watch, I guess. But without that, I mean, so much of their game is about momentum. And that's just true in life. I love finding, like, sports analogies in life.
Yeah.
I mean, momentum, it just shows you, is so key. It means more than how good you are. Really.
There's Doug abusing his printer
again.
What did that printer ever do to you?
Are you rewinding it, Dougie? Paddling to get some power in that place.
Hey, eating it with
you know. Yesterday, I told my son my kids wanted to watch the new Austin and Ally show on the Disney Channel because it's a new episode because they rerun the same episode 1,000 times. So I told my son, I'm like, it's 9 o'clock, buddy. It's time to get ready for bed. You can tape it.
Yeah.
I said you can tape it. And he started laughing at me.
Tape it.
What's tape, Dad?
Dad, nobody. Tapes anything anymore.
All right, so this reminds me of the conversation I had over the weekend. I was the guest of a group of 150 broadcasters who are
That
was wonderful. One of the things that when I made my first presentation on Saturday morning, we were talking about all the things. These are a group of local broadcasters, independent owners, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the discussion came around to sports, to which I quickly sat down.
Start fixing your printer.
Yeah, right.
It's a big story, though, Dougie.
Yeah, no, it is. Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. Are you happy with the way things came out?
No. Not at all.
Actually, both of my teams lost, so whatever.
Well, Colts, I didn't care. You know, okay, New England, that's fine. Now I'm going to root for Seattle to beat New England. Mm-hmm. Although, it would be neat to see Brady get, you know, a fourth.
Again.
Yeah, right.
When Green Bay lost, football season's over for me. I don't even know if I'll watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah. All right, so Kenny, what about you? Were you involved? You don't involve yourself much more in sports than do I.
Well, yeah, and any of the teams that I liked were out a while ago. So I I didn't much care. The Green Bay Seattle game was close, so it made it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The New England game, they just pounded the Colts.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
See you later.
Let me tell you what the real news story is this morning, Doug.
What's that, Richie?
The Washington Nationals.
Yeah.
Pitchers and catchers show up in about 4 weeks.
There you go.
Got a good one.
And guess who the Washington Nationals got? Max Scherzer.
Max Scherzer.
One of the best pitchers in all of baseball. Wow. Young Award winner from the Detroit Tigers.
He's a former spokesperson for a big ag in New
York. You ready for this?
What?
7-year deal. $180
million.
Still not as good, though, as what's his face? Michael Stanton. Didn't he get got 85 or something,
yeah,
right?
Scherzer turned down $144 million with the Tigers last spring. So, far none, Dudley.
Do you think he turned it down, or do you think his agent?
I think his agent turned it down. Yeah. Bar none, the Nationals had the best starting rotation in baseball now.
All right, thoughts. 888-302 Doug, 888-302-3684. Comment line live. It's email to Doug or Ken or Rich or Jennifer at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Anybody commenting or caring to plan or have they plans, Kenny, they, people who are listening to us, to watch the State of the Union. I'm betting it's going to be one of the lowest rated State of the Unions in recent history. The pitching of this is, here's a non-starter, tax hikes.
Right.
Right? Let's go get those dirty, nasty, wealthy Americans.
President. Yeah. You've got the lowest approval rating in forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. People are going to be over on the CW and figuring out what's on that channel.
Right. Okay. So today is Martin Luther King Day, one of those holidays. This has nothing to do with race. You hear me from time to time talking about how many wasted holidays we have.
Go on to say President's Day, you say, for all the fun.
President's Day, I don't mind, because I think there's some, but I don't know why we don't celebrate it by having ourselves, at least our children in school, learning about the presidents and learning about Martin Luther King in this circumstance. I wonder how many of you have seen Selma. Selma is.
I haven't
story.
Yet. Have you?
You're talking to us now.
I have not. Yeah, no. I know I'm talking to you. You're talking to me? Yes, I am talking to you.
I have two young kids. All the movies I go see are animated.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
Although my wife took them to see Annie last week. They said it was good.
There are going to be a number of people who will take the march in Alabama today, including some of the people who are in the movie, retracing the steps of those people who were tear gassed. The police dogs were sent out to chase them around. The year was 1965. I think I might, if I can convince her, do something about seeing the movie today.
No.
No, what?
Selma?
Yeah.
Was it 65? Was Martin Luther King in Selma, right?
Selma, yeah. I believe. It was 64-65.
It had to be 63, right?
No. Well, somebody's going to look it up. I believe it's either 64 or 65, but you can figure it out. If you're right, Richie, you get 2 stars. How's that? Gold stars.
No, you're right. He's 65, I'm sorry.
65, okay.
865.
It's all right. Weather is improving around the country. A big ice storm yesterday. Did you see some of those wrecks on the roadways in New Jersey, New York, and Southern Connecticut? Whoa! Buses sideways, upside down, trucks all over the place. The roads were like a sheet of ice. And people, you just, what kind of, or what doesn't occur with people when they encounter that? What, you think you can drive the normal way?
Well,
when you're in that circumstance?
If you saw the one in Michigan last week, I think it was just outside of Detroit,
mm-hmm.
where apparently it was just like a whiteout, and when people, I guess everything looked fine, so they were doing normal speed, I mean, like 40 miles an hour.
Yeah, you sometimes just come on it, yes.
And it was just a whiteout, and on the other side of the whiteout was a pileup, and you didn't know it. So people were doing 40 and 45 miles an hour.
And then whammo.
And just bam, and they were videoing it from the side of the road, and people were just going, oh my God, oh my God, because there was nothing you could do to stop it.
Instead of videoing it, why wouldn't they stand outside and wave their arms around?
It's funny. It's not funny. It's interesting. You watch the guy who was taping it, and at first, he didn't realize what was about to happen. And then all of a sudden you see like a car hit the back of a tractor trailer. Mm-hmm. Then you see a tractor trailer hit the back of that car and sandwich. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh my God, oh my God. But he couldn't run there because cars just kept coming and bam, bam, bam. And you, there was nothing you could do.
Yep.
There was nothing. All you could do was tell people who could get out of their car to get out because another car was coming. That was for sure.
Fast. Yeah. Get out fast. 16 past the hour. Monday morning, 1/19/15. This week, tomorrow, as a matter of fact, two-thirds of the way through the first month of 2015 already. Mercury goes retrograde on Wednesday, Richie.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for a good Mercury retrograde.
But it won't be as bad this time around because there are a lot of other influences that are...
It'd take 15 seconds to explain that to people who think we're crazy right
well,
now.
Well, if you're an astrological follower,
15 seconds.
You understand that in terms of the planets and how they influence us, there are many, some of the close-up planets more influential than the ones that are further away, like the moon, is full today and tomorrow. So you'll feel there's a there's that newness. And that's not that's one of the influences that'll make this Mercury going into retrograde means that in the eyes of those who are white, it almost looks like the planet stops, turns around, and goes backwards. And so that supposedly influences people. It depends on your sign. Fire signs like it, because Mars also is pretty influential in what's going on right now as well. Mars is the planet of being tough, the warrior planet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if you are tough, you'll do better during this session of retrograde than would have been the case when it happened last fall. Okay? That helped you? 18 after. This is good day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
They say every healthy relationship should have a balance of predictability and spontaneity. In fact, it is that assurance of security that makes the spontaneous possible. Your relationship with your car should be a little like that, too. With our industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty, your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz instills a sense of confidence. You drive away knowing that you can keep driving for up to 3 years and never have to worry about the miles. Add to that our complimentary prepaid maintenance on select models, and your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz becomes the ultimate carefree escape vehicle. Only during the Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned sales event going on now through March 2nd can you receive your first 2 months payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry in today. It might just be the most predictable spur-of-the-moment decision you've ever made.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future missus. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go.
So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Few may know of Willie Woods and the Montford Point Marines, but this group of black Marines in World War II showed the nation their fighting spirit and led to the desegregation of the Corps.
The Montford Point Marines, it was set up more or less as an experiment. This is what opened up the Marine Corps.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on the Montford Point Marines, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
We'll be right back. Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
The V-Tals from 1964, if you remember this.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand. Can I say that something? I want to hold your hand.
The Beatles, we were just talking about the amount of money being paid to football players. The Beatles turned down an offer of $50 million on this date in 1976 to play together again. Bill Sargent, who was a big promoter at the time, was astonished when they said, "Nah, we don't need the money."
That's a lot of money in the 70s, too.
A lot of money today, thank you.
Big time.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
This song, one of the breakout songs, so they're all breakout songs for the Beatles, right?
Yeah, yeah, one of them.
I was listening to a featured countdown on my Slacker music app.
Yeah, I get the original.
The 66 songs that changed everything.
Uh-huh, this is one of them.
And absolutely, this is one of them.
Oh, yeah.
So when you get down to the top 1, 2, 3 songs, you figure number one is going to be what? Beatles? Elvis?
Yeah. Might be, yeah.
Maybe Ray Charles?
No. Ray Charles didn't change anything.
Ray Charles did change.
Well, is he on the list?
Oh, yeah, absolutely he was. You know what was number one?
What was number one?
Rappers Delight, Sugar Hill Gang.
Because it's used
to
media.
Wow.
But my argument to these guys that made this list up would be, there'd be no rap. There would have been no Rappers Delight without the Beatles or Elvis. So wouldn't they have had a bigger influence on music overall? And I agree. This should be number two or three.
Yeah.
Because it introduced rap. But it was an amazing
I'm too much of a white boy for that, I guess. 24 and 25 and change. All right, so here's somebody else who's had, when you think of the Beatles, you think of Rick Springfield, right?
Absolutely.
Almost all of you think of
all the time
when you think of who's had a big influence. A jury has ruled that Rick Springfield did not injure a woman at a New York State Fair concert 10 years ago
with his butt.
Right. Reached the verdict Friday after deliberating for an hour. He was sued by this woman from Liverpool, New York. Says she suffered serious injuries when he fell onto her during a concert in 2004.
Worst thing in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Her butt hit her head, causing lasting injuries.
His butt hit her head.
Right, yes.
You which, loved it.
Right, right. So I was just happened to be watching the game yesterday at a place with some friends of mine whose wife and some of her friends go on the Rick Springfield cruise every year. And I said, what would you and your friends have done if Rick Springfield's butt hit you on the head?
Pay him.
Exactly.
All right, from the weekend fun spot, the fun zone is SNL on television anyway. Here are some of the excerpts from the weekend update.
Mitt Romney is reportedly considering running for president in 2016. In a related story, Charlie Brown is planning on finally kicking that football.
Oh, be nice.
Pope Francis this week criticized the magazine Charlie Hebdo by saying, you can't make a toy out of religions. And then he put on his giant hat, grabbed his wand, and went back to his golden castle.
That's funny.
I can't tell you who deserves to be nominated. I mean, of all the movies, Selma's the only one I even pretend to see. But I understand the frustrations of minorities, you know? I mean, an Oscar nomination can lead to so many opportunities for black actors. Great future roles like Snow Dogs or Catwoman. Or maybe even a Weight Watchers commercial. And I get that it's hard to pronounce a lot of these names, but that's what makes award shows so fun. I mean, just imagine John Travolta as he introduces the wickedly talented Davido Olajuwon.
All right, so everybody had a good laugh from that. A lot of the things will come forth today on the Good Day program. Some will be thinkable, some will be laughable. It's 28 after the hour now. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Okay, today's daily deal for our listeners is a free professional teeth whitening kit. If you've always wanted your teeth professionally whitened so you have a bright white smile but haven't had the time or money, then listen up. National Dental Supply is sending a free ProGel whitening kit to the first 50 listeners who call right now. 800-347-1956. ProGel is the same active ingredient and strength sold by many dentists for hundreds of dollars. And National Dental Supply is sending the first 50 callers from our station an entire ProGel teeth whitening kit free. The kit has everything you need to dramatically whiten your teeth in just minutes at home without visiting the dentist. Professional gel dramatically whitens teeth so you'll look younger, healthier, and more attractive, and everyone will notice. But to see how great you'll look with a new, clean, white smile, you need to call right now before the free professional teeth whitening kits reserved for our listeners are gone. Call 800-347-1956. 800-347-1956. 800-347-1956.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Monday morning is upon us. Jennifer is here. Richie, Kenny, working on the poll results. Over the weekend, we generally put the top 10 talk topics from the previous week up so that you can tell us what was most important to you. And it's interesting to see how that that list shook out. The immigration policy from the president was the most, among our listeners anyway, the most important. Although the research from Talkers Magazine suggested it was the Charlie Hebdo incident. That came in a weak fourth on our list. Let's see here. 16% of you said falling oil prices were the most important story to you. 15% of you said the violence from the Muslim groups, the Boko Haram and ISIS. Let's see here. Where does it go after that? Yeah, plunges sort of after Charlie Hebdo. 9% said presidential prospects. Isn't it interesting to see how Mitt Romney is everywhere all of a sudden? Jeb Bush sort of came out, and that was not all of a sudden, but kind of. And then now it's Mitt Romney everywhere.
Yeah.
So why? What do you suppose goes on in a fella's head who said he didn't want to run anyway the last time? Why does he want to run?
People saying you have a really good shot, don't you think? Yeah.
Well,
and I think if he has different campaign advisors, exactly, his campaign advisors, I really think, is what caused him to lose last year because election.
Well, because he wasn't willing. Last time was the statement. I'm only working for that 17% or whatever it is.
Right. Well, I mean, I think
I throw out the the bottom.
Let's throw that one out again, too.
Two things that went wrong. The first is that he was in the media portrayed as someone who was old and white and out of touch and rich. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, those three things
are
not in vogue
anymore.
Are they
going to change that this time around?
Well, yeah. I think they need to paint it as, hey, I became this way. Here's what I did in my lifetime to get to where I am. And if they paint that picture, then that kind of exemplifies the American dream. I think he also had an opportunity in whatever it was, what was it, the second debate, where he could have thrown Obama right down, and he chose not to because he was running like a nice campaign. Mm. And I respect him for that, but I don't think that's how you win elections anymore, sadly.
Mm-hmm. He also didn't mention Benghazi.
Right.
He didn't, and I think that especially some on the right really got upset about that, and they stayed home.
Mm-hmm. Right. But the right, well, I don't know, we'll, okay, I'm leaving it at that. The stock market, not open today, as is most government, no mail delivery today. You won't get any of your usual stuff. We're talking about Martin Luther King Day, what ought to happen with it, how it would be better if we perhaps had a different kind of observance, and that's the sum and substance of the poll today at DougStephan.com. How are you observing the day? A, going to a parade. B, going to a museum or a monument. C, attending some special event. D, shopping, running errands, getting caught up on things that I need to do. E, just another work day for me. F, when's Martin Luther King Jr. Day? it's today, and I think this is one of those holidays they actually, there isn't a day in particular, although it's supposed to be his birthday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
it was last week, I think.
On the third Monday.
It was Thursday.
Yeah, but it always comes on the third Monday of the month of January because of the influence of the unions. I thought it was interesting. I was reading on the plane coming back last night a story about unionism, and the focus has been on right-to-work states, and now with so many Republicans being elected to governor's seats, how that may change. I think there are 24, Kenny, correct me if I'm wrong, 24 right-to-work states now, and that number is expected to increase to 36 or 37, perhaps this year even, because what happens under the circumstances, if you don't know anything about right to work, if you live in Florida, you know, because I think Florida is the most pronounced right to work state in the country, but if you have, and I'll use myself as an example, when I was teaching school, we were supposed to, all the teachers were supposed to belong to the National Education Association. Well, I opted out. I didn't want to belong to a union. I didn't think it made any difference. But in Massachusetts, because you couldn't do that, they said, well, it's too bad you don't want to join. You will receive the benefits of the union, therefore you will join the union and you will pay your dues. Well, that legislation that leads to that is obviously directly from the unions. The union movement wants to get all of the dues it can, and if they are getting results for you, whether you like it or you don't, or whether you choose it or not, you still are... you're still supposed to pay. So this legislation would change that so that people who worked in states where there are unions, and most of this is, well, not all of it, a lot of it is governmental stuff, unions that are strong in government. And so if you don't want to belong, you don't have to belong, but yet you still would reap the benefits. And then there are the other side of it is right to work states allow you to work for circumstances or in circumstances where you don't have to belong to the union, but you don't get paid union rates. Union pay is important for government jobs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we all know how that stuff takes place. But I wonder about that, whether or not the idea here is a strong one. The unions are continuing to wane. You know that, right? Only about 14% of people who live in this country belong to a union. Did you know that it was that little? I remember when it was down in the 20s.
That low.
Yeah, no, it's pretty low. Yeah. So
I mean, now that everybody can sue, though, I mean, there really isn't such a need for the unions so much. They become more these political bodies, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's what they are. They're money-raising arms of political parties, mostly the Democrats. What did you start to say, Rizzi?
No, Jennifer's right. The lawyers, I mean, why do they need anybody to protect them anymore? They can sue everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here we go.
If I feel I wasn't given this raise for a particular reason, I'll sue. If I feel like I'm supposed to be earning more money, I'll sue.
Mm-hmm. Let's sue Fox News. This weekend, they repeatedly apologized for wrong info. incorrect information they aired about the so-called no-go zone story at DougStephan.com. Here's Julie Banderas apologizing for the info about the Muslim neighborhoods in England and in France.
A correction now. Over the course of this last week, we have made some regrettable errors on air regarding the Muslim population in Europe, particularly with regard to England and France. Now, this applies especially to discussions of so-called no-go zones, areas where non-Muslims allegedly aren't allowed in and police supposedly won't go. To be clear, there is no formal designation of these zones in either country and no credible information to support the assertion there are specific areas in these countries that exclude individuals based solely on their religion. There are certainly areas of high crime in Europe, as there are in the United States and other countries, where police and visitors enter with caution. We deeply regret the errors and apologize to any and all who may have taken offense, including the people of France and England.
What did she say?
All right, well, here's a different way of it being put forth by Judge Jeanine Pirro, who apologized for the same stuff on Fox.
Last week on this program, a guest made a serious factual error that we wrongly let stand unchallenged and uncorrected. The guest asserted that the city of Birmingham, England, is totally Muslim and that it is a place where non-Muslims don't go. Both are incorrect. The most recent census data, which is from 2011, indicates 22% of the population of Birmingham identifies themselves as Muslim. Also, we could find no credible source that indicates Birmingham is a so-called no-go zone. We deeply regret these errors and apologize to the people of Birmingham, our viewers, and all have been offended.
Well, whether she sounds like she means it or not,
we apologize to the viewers.
She's reading it.
Yeah, exactly. Under the circumstances, though, I was looking at this, looking into it a little bit more, and one of the things that happened at this event that I was at over the weekend, a radio event, was a sort of focus on where you get the news that you talk about, because this format is referred to as news talk radio, so we talk about what's going on in the news. What's real, what isn't, what's true, what isn't, what's factual, what isn't, how do you know that, these sorts of things. And during the, and I wish I could put my finger on the study or where the study came from, but somebody came up with, or I had a piece of paper in my hand that suggested 64% of all of the so-called facts that are put forth on Fox turn out not to be necessarily accurate. Now, would that be the same on MSNBC? Would it be the same on NBC or ABC or CBS or CNN? I don't know if it would be that high.
Didn't they do a survey of that, CNN, Fox, and MSNBC? And I think that somebody did. And it wasn't so long ago. Let me look it up. I remember it was like ranked, like CNN, Fox, MSNBC was the worst. Let me see.
All right. So
you continue on.
I have also conjured up in my mind, those of you who listen to the weekly talk radio countdown show that I do that airs on many of these same stations over the weekend, which is a review of the hot stories, the top 10 things. I made reference to it with regard to our poll a few minutes ago. During the course of the conversation, the idea, because in the context of talking about what's going on in this world of news talk radio, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers and Me, often get into hypothetical situations. And I had noticed last week that there was a lot of focus and talk about Christian operated stations. There are a lot of stations that are so-called Christian teaching stations, and the people that listen to them are by design, maybe by design is a little harsh, but they're right of center. That's fairly safe to assume. Everybody in with that premise?
Sure.
Fairly safe to assume that a lot of the Christian teaching stations are right of center. So, with all of the focus on Charlie Hebdo, I said, what would happen if Al Jazeera came up with an IPO for, let's say, 24 stations, or the top 25 markets, they're going to buy a radio station in each one, and they're going to, and I'm doing this wrong because Al Jazeera sometimes gets associated with Muslim news and a Muslim slant, which isn't really true. We found their reporters to be quite good and quite accessible. Kenny, would you say that was fair?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Al Jazeera America is a new, popping up on lots of cable systems,
yeah, right.
Dish, direct
okay.
TV.
But just hypothetically, how would you take to a station that programmed Muslim talk? We have Christian talk. So how would you take in your market, in your town, your city, your community, if somebody bought a radio station and decided to put Muslim?
They're already there.
Talk.
Yeah,
where?
I didn't care.
I don't know of any. Where are they?
No, I mean,
we got
just go
Chinese
to
your
AM
and Korea.
Just
I don't think you'd find one, Reggie. I honestly don't.
I don't think I care as long as it's not. Look, if you start saying, oh, Muslims can't do it, then you start saying there are other groups that can't do it. I'm all for it. It's when it gets to be extreme and it gets to be hate mm-hmm. talk that there's a problem. I don't think anybody would. I mean, I can't.
Well, if, would you say that
would.
You don't think there's anybody that's on here right now that is an extremist or is full of hate?
Oh, I absolutely do. And that's why I choose not to listen. To those
but,
shows,
I mean,
sure.
We have Korean stations. We have
yeah, we do.
All
Chinese
kinds of
stations.
Well, all
yeah.
kinds of Latin stations.
Right.
There's
nobody
got to be Muslim
saying.
Stations there.
I don't know that there is one, but I'd be interested in having someone find out any talk radio that focuses on Islam, the Muslim lifestyle, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that exists in America.
There's
like the
Chicago, Radio Islam.
Radio Islam. Okay.
Let me see if it's on an actual dial
position.
Position.
Yeah, this would be something that you could also probably find a lot of podcasts and things that are extraneous.
Yeah, Blog Talk TV in Chicagoland.
Blog Talk. What? Because the call letters, Richie?
WCEV.
CEV is a suburban station.
Yeah.
So they do Muslim talk.
RadioIslam.com on WCEV in Chicagoland.
All right.
Don't you think, okay, instead of limiting the types of people that can do radio shows, so we have, there's a ton of Korean, a ton of mm-hmm. Mandarin, those kind of yeah. networks that we all know about.
It's called the
so
Orange Network.
Yes. It's all about Satsumas.
Nah, go ahead.
Don't you think, maybe what gets me is the fact that no one understands what's being put out there? I mean, maybe
right.
on American Airways.
They can
Airways,
say all kinds of things and
yeah.
nobody's going to know.
Because no,
remember, the FCC, to Jennifer's point, never investigates anything
right.
unless
yeah.
they get a complaint. Never. They don't know what the... I've said for years that the Spanish broadcasters are getting away with outrageous things that they're saying because nobody really monitors, or if they do monitor, the kind of monitoring that goes on isn't the same in terms of scrutiny as what the English stations, because simplistically speaking, it's easier to monitor us and find those horrible, offensive things that you're saying on the air. Richie, cut it out, will you please? So... Food for thought from Good Day at 12 before the hour.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Google has embraced it. So have Apple and Facebook. In fact, they're part of a growing trend among businesses to adopt on-site wellness programs that incorporate chiropractic care. The reason? As Beth Bierbauer, president of Humana's employer group segment, puts it, employers are now seeing that employee health is important beyond healthcare costs. One of the earliest adoptees was the Wisconsin-based whole food nutritional supplement company, Standard Process. So impressed was management back in 1988 with an employee-initiated walking program that it ultimately started a wellness program for its own and other companies. The program has 4 core pillars: nutrition, fitness, health education, and yes, chiropractic care. To date, Standard Process reports about 90% employee participation, which has resulted in reduced health care claims and enhanced employee productivity, health, satisfaction, and retention. Indeed, Gerard Klum of the not-for-profit Foundation for Chiropractic Progress expects to see even more employers embracing chiropractic care in coming years. Learn more at www.f4cp.org/find-a-doctor.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller hair, guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-769-7860. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, fuller hair guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get thicker, fuller hair guaranteed. Call now, 800-769-7860. 800-769-7860. That's 800-769-7860.
Appears to be 51 after the hour now.
Are you
watching
sure?
The old TikTok. I'm Richie. I'm always sure when it comes to design.
All right. As long as you're sure.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Monday is upon us. Tech Talk time every day at this time. We start with our reporter, Shelley Palmer, who's going to talk with you about a new charger that can power up all of your gadgets at once. That seems hard to envision. We'll let him describe that for us a moment here on Good Day.
At the U.S. Postal Service, we deliver to every address in America.
So when it comes to packages you need to return, for whatever reason,
don't go out of your way to return it.
Because we'll already be there, delivering your mail.
Like we do almost every day.
So it's easy for us to pick up your return.
Just print a label.
Schedule a free pickup.
Leave it for me.
Me.
Or me.
And we'll return it for you. For more information, visit USPS.com/returns.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, did you know that Amazon will donate money to charity from every purchase you make? It's a program called Amazon Smile, and it doesn't cost you anything to sign up. The best part about it, you get to pick the charity. Amazon Smile has been around since October, and you can kick off the charitable giving simply by going to smile.amazon.com when you're ready to shop online. Amazon has recently begun re-emphasizing the program to encourage more charitable giving by prominently featuring messages on its homepage reminding shoppers of the Amazon Smile program. The only catch? The message only appears to customers who have visited the Amazon Smile site before. If you want to get involved, head to smile.amazon.com, choose the charity you'd like Amazon to donate to, and you're all set. And to make sure you never make an Amazon purchase that doesn't give a little kickback to charity, download a browser plugin like Smile Always for Google Chrome that automatically redirects you to Smile whenever you go to Amazon. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
They say every healthy relationship should have a balance of predictability and spontaneity. In fact, it is that assurance of security that makes the spontaneous possible. Your relationship with your car should be a little like that, too. With our industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty, your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz instills a sense of confidence. You drive away knowing that you can keep driving for up to 3 years and never have to worry about the miles. Add to that our complimentary prepaid maintenance on select models, and your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz becomes the ultimate carefree escape vehicle. Only during the Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned sales event going on now through March 2nd can you receive your first 2 months payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry in today. It might just be the most predictable spur-of-the-moment decision you've ever made.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program is part of the International CES press event. Sony took the wraps off a new portable music player that they call the Walkman. I saw one of these devices at the event I was at over the weekend. The old and the new. The old I recognize, the new you could see. It's called the NWZX2. Supports all of the major 24-bit audio formats, including FLAC, Apple Lossless.
Yeah.
Covers is better than CD quality, Richie. It's 128 gigabytes of disk space, so there's plenty of room for storing high-res music files. There's a micro SD slot for adding up to 128 gigabytes more, so enough space for up to 1,700 tracks. So what's the iPod, though? Couldn't you get 3,000 tracks on that? Don't I remember?
Yeah, but you're going to do MP3s, and they're going to be at about 128, 192. And the whole thing now is to move up to a better quality. Now that we digitized music,
right?
Now we need to get it back to that high quality where you're hearing all of the...
Yeah. Got to have a Bose headset for that.
Well, it just, I mean, the more you compress a file,
mm-hmm.
the more you make a file smaller to fit,
right.
the more information you have to throw out. So you may, when a drum beat, you may not get that whole boom. You may only get boom. And it's just, it makes a big difference, man.
All right. Story at DougStephan.com. Also, a posting about Bigfoot left a mark on social media this past week. Arizona Department of Transportation Facebook page reads, quote, "We might have spotted a family of Sasquatches on State Route 260 near Heber this afternoon." What is a Sasquatch? A Sasquatch is supposed to be?
It's Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
Same thing.
A family of them.
Right.
No doubt.
Were they in Kentucky? Where were they?
What, Sasquatch?
That's just the Joneses.
I don't know. They got 52,000 followers, though, for this stuff.
Wow.
59 past the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
You
pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.